You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. Today I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you. I thank the Lord today for another opportunity in the land of the living. How you doing out there? I pray that you've been allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to move his healing and deliverance and provision into your life by your faith. I'm very excited today. Let us go quickly to the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we praise you today. We thank you for another week. We thank you, Father, how you brought us through. We thank you how you've been giving us strength. How your peace, because you're the Prince of Peace, hallelujah, has been resident, Father. We give you praise and we thank you. We honor you, Lord, hallelujah, as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and almighty in battle. Thank you, Lord, that the battle is not ours, it's yours, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you, Father, for your peace in hard situations, on our jobs, peace in our homes, peace everywhere, just peace. Glory be to God. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, the holy living blood, the eternal blood, the soul-saving blood of Jesus Christ, the holy and the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father, for your holy lamb. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you're the anointed one. We thank you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. You didn't leave us orphans. You sent us your Holy Spirit, another helper. Thank you. And he's leading and guiding us and teaching us into the truth of all things. We thank you for his help. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that he is the comforter. Thank you, Lord, for your word that says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of mankind, those things that the Lord has prepared for those who love him, but is revealed by your Spirit. And we thank you that the Holy Spirit is revealing to us those things that you have prepared for us. Hallelujah. That we may grow in our faith and act in our faith and access them, hallelujah, and manifest them, amen, and walk directly into them. Father, I thank you today. I thank you for meeting the needs of your people. Let your healing virtue begin, your healing virtue and power begin to flow through the airwaves. I thank you, Lord, that the ministering angels are out ministering on the behalf of those, your people that are calling up on your name, and even those that don't even know you, because you say you're kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Father, I thank you and I praise you today. I thank you for strength in the inner parts. I thank you that the inner man is being strengthened day by day. We just love you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you because you are good and your mercy endured forever. You are a gracious God, a God of love and kindness. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for answering prayers. Thank you, Lord, for bringing the results and the solutions. Hallelujah, that when doors was closed in our face, you opened them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And for those doors in those areas that we're walking down, in those paths that we're walking down, hallelujah, the paths of righteousness for your name's sake, we thank you. We thank you for restoring our soul. Hallelujah, our emotions, because we do get hurt somewhere along the line. So, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Most of all, thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for forgiving us for our sins, cleansing us, Father, and giving us a new beginning day by day, each time that we ask you. Peter said, how often shall we forgive our brethren? You said 75 times a day. That's a lot. Hallelujah. So we thank you for your forgiveness today. Let us go quickly in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us go quickly to Matthew chapter 9. We're going to start right here at verse 27, and if I had to give this message a title, it would be "According to Your Faith, Be It Done Unto You." Okay, so here at verse 27, it says, "When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out, saying, 'Son of David, have mercy on us.' And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, 'Do you believe that I am able to do this?' They said to him, 'Yes, Lord.' Then he touched their eyes, saying, 'According to your faith, let it be done unto you.' And their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, 'See that no one knows it.'" I want to bring your attention back here to verse 28. Jesus asked them a question. "Do you believe that I am able to open your eyes? You are blind. Do you believe I'm able to do this? Because you came to me and I'm asking you a question. Do you believe? Because upon what you believe will be the manifestation or the results of what you receive." Oh, that's powerful right there, Lord. Thank you. And they said, "Yes, Lord." And then he said something. He said, "Okay, well, if that's so, according to how and what you say you believe, be it done unto you." This right here is a key element or key to the healing of the two blind men. It wasn't that they just came to Jesus, because many people come to Jesus. The key was, do you believe that I am able to do what you're asking me to do? And they said, yes. According to the level, according to the degree, whether it be a mustard seed of faith, whether it be mountain moving faith, or either whether it be no faith at all. Because if it was no faith at all, if you really didn't believe and said you did, you're not going to get a manifestation. You're not going to receive your healing. But because you said you do believe, according to what you believe or how you believe or the measure of how you believe, be it done unto you, and they received their sight. Let's bring it together. The Lord Jesus is speaking to his people today, and he's saying, many of my people are coming to me day after day, crying out to me about the same thing without believing. See, it's a problem when you keep going, asking him the same thing and leaving from prayer and not believing. Because if we, and I like to say Mark chapter 11, that's one of my favorite chapters, but in Mark chapter 11 there, it tells you those things that you pray for, believe that you received them and you shall have them. Here, they believed what they were asking Jesus for at that time. And Jesus said, according to your faith, and he's saying the same thing to his people, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Exercise and use your faith. Your faith is, do you believe? Now, it's interesting if you're going to the Lord and you're saying, Lord, I'm asking you to heal my body. But you've never really put your faith in the fact of what Jesus done. You never really took Isaiah 53 verse 5, where it says he was wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. The whooping and the things, the chastisement, what we should have got, he took it. And by those stripes that he received, we are healed. If you don't know that, then it messes with, you can't really actively move in your faith. Or if you don't know the word, the scripture that says, I've sent my word to heal you of all your sicknesses and your disease. If you don't know that Jesus is the living word and that the word of the Lord here is saying that, because you never take out time to get into the word, because according to Romans chapter 10, faith comes by hearing and understanding the word of God. According to your faith, be it done unto you. I don't know about you, but with an urgency, I would spend a whole week, a whole day just getting in the word, saying, Lord, I need to build my faith. I need to see what you're saying about these, my healing, my deliverance. I need to see what you're saying, the benefits that I received. What has Jesus done for me? In other words, I need to really find out what's in the title deed. I need to find out what's in the title deed for the believer. What is in my inheritance that I received? It wouldn't make sense to go and get an inheritance. Oh, you got an inheritance, and all you're going to tell him, I just received an inheritance from my grandma. I just received an inheritance. She passed away. She left me. I got a big inheritance, and you don't even know what it is yet. But you study sin, and then when you find out, oh, it's just a house, then you be like, oh, but the house need repairs. And you be like, oh, okay, but you don't already say, oh, I got an inheritance, but you never understood what you received. That's the same thing as what the Lord is saying. According to your faith, be it done unto you. We need to get back in the word and build our faith. Sometimes you can read the word and you just be reading it. But if you look at it from the standpoint of this is about my faith, everything that I'm reading in here is about my faith. It's about strengthening me. It's about me believing Jesus. Jesus says, listen, in John chapter 15, I am the true vine and my Father's the vine dresser. Any branch in me that bear not fruit, we take it away. Any branch that do, we prunes it. We dig around in life, remove stuff so it can bring forth more fruit. It can bud, it can live, it can grow, it can mature. Amen. He says, but you already clean through the word. Abide in me and my words abide in you. And my words abide in you. Then you can ask me what you will and it will be done for you. He said, because my word is in you. Then you can ask me because why? Now you can believe me because my word is living in you. You know what I said about the situation. You know that I said no good thing will I withhold from those who walk up before me righteously. You know that. You know that I said, I write to your brethren that you do not sin, but if you do, you have an advocate with the Father. There's no reason to be walking around condemned when all you got to do is call on the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me, Father, for my sins. In Jesus' name. Because why? Jesus has already paid the price. So now you can get free so that your faith can activate. Okay, thank you, Lord. A lot of our faith is shipwrecked. A lot of our faith is sitting to the side and we're waiting for some wonder to come. And the Lord says, no. Your faith is personal. You are held accountable for what you know. You are held accountable for every idle word that you speak out your mouth, because that has to do with faith too. You could be speaking words and doing nothing to back up what you say. Faith without works is what? Dead. Here, Jesus tells them, according to your faith. He asked them first, do you believe I can do this? Because you don't came up in here asking me to open your eyes. But what I want to know from you, because I can't do many miracles in a place where there's no faith. Glory be to God. Somebody say, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I got it right there. I'm going to run with it too. And they said, yes, Lord, we believe. So then he said, according to your faith, be it done unto you. It must have been a mustard seed. I don't know what the level of their faith was, but their blind eyes opened. Their faith opened their blind eyes. Amen. It was the same thing with the woman with the issue of blood. She spent all her money on doctors and everything. Nobody could heal her. Nobody could heal her. But finally, she has nothing, and she has nothing but just raw faith. I'm sure she'd been hearing about Jesus opening the eyes of the blind, Jesus raising the dead, Jesus casting out demons. She said, if he's doing all that, all I got to do is touch the hem of his garment. And power shot out of Jesus. Her faith connected, glory be to God, with what she believed, it connected to the power of God, and she was cleansed just like that. And Jesus felt it leave. I don't know about you, but I want to touch him where he can say, ooh, she touched me. Glory be to God. Power flowed out. Power moved. And the same way with casting out demons and the same way as healing the sick and laying hands on the sick, glory be to God. The same thing with our prayer. When we pray over our food, we got to believe. The same thing when we get ready to sit in the chair, we don't even know if the chair is hit tight. The same thing when we order food off of online, we don't know if the food is drugged or not. But our faith is saying we're going to eat the food. Glory be to God. Jesus is calling his people to another level of faith. He's saying it's time for you to take your faith seriously and begin to exercise and move and believe me with your faith, because it wouldn't make sense to be in the body of Christ saying I'm a believer of Jesus Christ and just sitting there and not act moving. The most valuable thing is your faith. In Jesus' name, let's get active again with our faith. Let's get the moving with our faith. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own. I'm